Honeysuckle are those who look backward, who are fixed backward, where the mind is looking to things gone, the body's trying to live in the present, and the future's coming up tomorrow. So it's a pretty difficult situation. Honeysuckle are those who are always looking back with nostalgia on all the things that have happened. They wish they were somewhere else, anywhere but where they are at the moment. They have all the regrets of the past. It's the child who doesn't want to go to school because it would rather stay back home, be still a little child. It's for those people who have moved, who would still rather live in that other house, that other town, that other country. It's those that are always going over the past, thinking, oh, if I'd done this, or if I'd done that, or perhaps I shouldn't have done that. All the old regrets. It's not connected with sorrow, really. It's, the grief. It's more the things they should have done and left undone, which, of course, as we all know, is a complete waste of time because there's no undoing what has gone. And honeysuckle is this wonderful, it's very effective on so many people, which I've seen, is to bring them into the now, and then they can go forward tomorrow. But it's a very difficult state to put the whole being in, really. This three-cross thing, going back, being, and the future. So honeysuckle is a state of mind which can occur with many people. But there are a lot of people who are always living in the past. But it isn't an obvious thing until you ask. And when they caught talking about it, it's not as obvious as Clementine.
What sort of examples would come up as a key statement from somebody which would indicate honeysuckle?
Well, that they're always regretting things they've done. That's one of a lot of things. Or they're always going back over the past, or remembering things that happened years ago, or things they haven't forgiven of the past, talking about they're not happy here, so why aren't you happy here? Or because, I didn't want to leave that place, or, I liked being in that other country. I've never really got over leaving Africa or Spain or wherever. I'm not happy here, so why aren't they happy here?
When perhaps a close couple, one of the partners dies, or the loss of somebody close to you, and you spend a lot of time remembering them.
Yes, that's very much so. That's one of the questions one always asks those who've lost somebody close, is, are you still living in the past? Not everybody does, but quite a number do.